T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Solana wants to give this line to DBJ for a Hurricanes broadcast.
Be great.
All right, let's do 15 minutes of heat here. 15 minutes of heat today brought to you by Comcast. Get the speed, coverage, and control you need with Xfinity XFi. Going to go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. Ira Winderman, he covers the Heat in the NBA for the Sun Sentinel. He is a friend of ours. And after their win in Atlanta last night, the Heat are 4-1. They're looking damn good. They host the Rockets Sunday before heading out on a road trip, and Ira Winderman is here. Hello, Ira.
Hello, guys. Hawk, I know this is a day probably the way you're feeling. You're hoping I give my typically long answers so you can sit there and rub Vapo Rub all over yourself.
I am ready for you to take control of this segment here so I can sit back and blow my nose.
Please don't have him rub on himself, Ira. I'm still in here now.
Is it too early to say that Kendrick Nunn and Tyler Hero are for real?
No, that's not too early. It would be too early, Hawk, if we didn't see them in summer league, and then we didn't see them in the preseason, and then we didn't see them step up when Jimmy Butler missed the first three games. The guys are ballers. They can flat out play. They have this scoring skill that is everything in today's NBA. Now, we don't know will they play at this level, which makes them among the best rookies in the NBA right now, and honestly, among some of the best players. That's too early. The five-game sample size in the regular season is too early. But do they have the skill set and the tools to endure? Between Tyler Hero's confidence and Kendrick Nunn's doggedness, that's not going away. These guys will be good players this season. These guys will be good players in future seasons. These guys both have chances to be all-stars.
Ira, isn't Nunn the bigger story? Tyler went, 14 overall. He was at a big college. We knew his name. I never heard of Kendrick Nunn until he started balling in summer league.
Yeah, well, there's a backstory there. And this has been a very delicate dance for those of us who've been around the Heat. Because on one hand, we all love this sports story, and he's been a revelation. And after Dwayne Wade retired, you look for something. And the backstory was, and I'll keep it simple, and people can research to the degree they feel worthy. When Kendrick Nunn was in the University of Illinois, there was a domestic violence incident there. Now, there was an assault charge filed. It actually was just a liquid being thrown on a woman. Again, I don't know how serious, you want to take that or make that act by itself. So let's just stop it right there, and let's just put it this way. Because of that, he was asked to leave the University of Illinois. He finished his collegiate career at Oakland University. And then I think NBA teams were very wary because they knew sort of the fallout. And as you see so many times that happens with athletes, they step out of the limelight, they rebuild their career, they stay out of any further trouble, Kendrick Nunn all last season in the G League, and now they sort of arrive as this unknown with no backstory. If the Illinois incident didn't happen, Kendrick Nunn would have been a Big Ten player, he would have been on everybody's radar, he would have been drafted, and he would have been in the NBA last season as a rookie. So there is that backstory, the sort of other part B of this whole equation. But from a basketball player ability, don't forget this, guys. He finished second in 2018 in NCAA Division I in scoring to Trae Young. So he has shown that he can score a lot of points at a very high level, and that's what he's doing right now.
So his on-the-court abilities are not a secret. It's what went on off the court.
And I got to tell you, and his off-the-court, this was a single incident. You could make of it what you want. There were very good stories if people want to Google it in the Detroit Free Press and Chicago Tribune. It'll give you all the background you would want, you would need, and then you really, from there, can make your own judgment. But what I'll tell you this is, This is not a recidivist. This is not someone who has a string of incidents going on. This was a one-time thing by someone who's in college, which, look, I'm not downplaying anything here, but we've all had our moments earlier, younger in life, that hopefully we've grown from. He is now a 24-year-old man. He appears to be, from everything I've seen and heard and known, a different person, or maybe the same person who just had a moment. So again, I let people make their own judgments on that, but as a basketball player, it's really good.
Recidivist, excellent word use, Ira.
I think I have some recidivist in me.
Yo, you are a recidivist.
I know. When he said it, I used my context clue.
Check out the Gainesville newspapers, and you'll say, didn't I read this stuff?
Oh, don't Google me.
And that's the real question. Why did the Dolphins ever draft Channing Crowder? I think we should go in that direction.
No, Ira. Change the topic.
Ira Winderman is with us. What's the deal with Deion Waiters and James Johnson?
You know what? Here's a fascinating point. And this happened early this week. I was on 560 to Joe with Joe Rose. And I went on the air and I talked about how proud I was that I wrote a game story for the previous night's game against the Hawks and did not mention James Johnson or Deion Waiters once. And my point was, I don't want to take away from the remarkable story that's going on about this new and impetuous young cast and Jimmy Butler. And then Joe for 15 minutes asked me about James Johnson and Deion Waiters. And I understand the fascination, but there could be a simple part B of this. They don't need them. And the Heat are willing to move on and not worry about the money. Because this is a team that operated fairly successfully while Chris Bosh was still on the cap. You guys remember when Alonzo Mourning had his kidney illness, came back from the 2000 Sydney Olympics. He was on the salary cap. The Heat still won 50 games. I think the Heat have moved on. They can't say that publicly because you never know, one, when you'll need a player, two, when you might be able to trade a player. But I would be really curious to see if things stay copacetic and as well as they're going, if either of those two guys get on the court. Remember, James Johnson was active yesterday. He could have played. Bam Adebayo got two early fouls. And instead, Eric Spoelstra turned to two-way player Chris Silva instead of his $15 million man on the bench. So I think the Heat would prefer at this moment, as long as they're winning, out of sight, out of mind, and focus on the other guy.
Yeah, it's a fair answer by you. And the reason that I brought it up, and it's interesting, the reason I brought it up is I wonder if the success that they've had, albeit five games, but the success that they've had has to do with them jettisoning problems. Right? Like the albatross around Eric Spoelstra's neck was Hassan Whiteside, and they obviously did not want a repeat of that. Once they were able to get rid of him, they didn't want a repeat of that with Deion Waiters. And so I wonder how much the success is not just what's happening on the court, but also not having to kowtow to the problems.
And that's a subtext in almost every interview I do with players who've been around to talk about the great attitude this year's group, how everyone's sharing the ball, how everyone, Eric Spoelstra's quote he's been using, is celebrating someone else's success. So I believe you're fully on point. The problem is, if you think someone's an attitude problem, it doesn't really matter if they're on the court or not. It matters if they're in the locker room. It matters if they're at practice. It matters if they're in the weight room sort of souring the whole situation. The Heat have gone out of their way to keep Deion Waiters out of all of that. There was no reason he couldn't have traveled to Atlanta. It was a one-day trip. You know, he was not going to miss any conditioning time. I'm really curious about this, Hawk. Deion Waiters is scheduled to practice with the team Saturday. I believe if Deion Waiters does not play on Sunday, he won't travel on next week's West Coast trip. So I do believe they're trying to move that aside. I said this from the start of camp, and again, take it for what you want, people. But without Hassan Whiteside in there, he had sort of become like the Winnie the Pooh character Eeyore. It was just a downer at times, you know, with all the stuff that went on between him and Eric Spoelstra. That cloud has lifted. Again, it's all easy to say at 4-1 that it's all about attitude. At some point, it becomes more about skill than anything. So, you know what, guys? Let's see this for this reason. Three of the next four games are against the Houston Rockets, Denver Nuggets, and Los Angeles Lakers. That's when we'll know how real all of this is on the court and off the court.
And Ira, along that same thought process of, like, all we did was talk about how little or how much Hassan's playing. Is there any turmoil with the minutes now? Is there any player, you know, because Deion's not playing, he wouldn't know he'll complain, and then JJ's not in there. Like, is there anybody that deserves or you can tell not happy with their role on this team?
No, I mean, you got a guy like Kelly Olynyk, had a minor injury for Canada, was ready to go, could come back and start now, but Myers Leonard, the newcomer, comes in, not a single complaint there. Chris Silva, a two-way guy, undrafted, out of South Carolina, you know, plays, none of the other forwards complain. Now, it's been easier. Jimmy Butler missed three games. Derrick Jones Jr. has missed three games. Justice Winslow has missed a game, so it hasn't gotten that bad. But to me, the whole point of what you're pointing to, Channing, can be crystallized by this. Think about this moment in time. In a meaningless exhibition game against the Houston Rockets, Dion Waiters went at it with his coach, complaining about minutes on the bench. The game didn't even count. If that moment in time didn't happen, think about it. If Jimmy Butler missed the first three games of the season, Justice Winslow was out last night, Derrick Jones has missed three, there would have been ample minutes for Dion Waiters. I think the lesson everyone has learned from Dion is shut your mouth, wait for your turn, it'll happen. For goodness sakes, Duncan, no offense to him, but Duncan Robinson is playing. Everyone is getting their chances right now. Just don't open your mouth and get along with the program.
Jimmy Butler is loving this, right? Because he's the man. There's no question, and we were talking about it at the beginning of the show. He seems to be coaching as much as he's playing. Like, he's in his element. He's been waiting his entire career for this situation. Would you agree?
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes the word becomes condescending, and I don't think it has to be. Jimmy is enjoying his diva moment. He's enjoying his moment where he is the star on the court and in the locker room. It's not when you go in the Heat locker room and you have to make a decision, oh, all the guys are talking, which locker do I go to? You go to Jimmy's locker. Just like last year, you went to Dwayne Wade's locker. Just like all those years in Cleveland, you went to LeBron James's locker. Now, he could say that he doesn't want the publicity and let me shower, let me get dressed first, but he does. And it means something to certain players. And once he has that part of it, he can sort of feel comfortable to tell anyone, including his coach, what to do and how to do it, because he feels empowered by that. As long as you're winning and that doesn't go south, that's a really good place to be. Jimmy is loving every moment, but they're 4-1. What would have happened if they're 1-4? Hopefully, we don't have to find out about a record three games under 500.
I got killed on the text machine earlier. I got destroyed because Jimmy Butler scored 5 points. Like 35 minutes, 5 points. Everybody's saying, hey, look at the stat line. I see it, Ira. 11 assists, facilitating. Hawk brought it up. 9 rebounds, 6 steals. I understand. But, Ira, still 5 points in 35 minutes. No problem with that.
And I would tell you this, Channing. That game got within 4 points in the fourth quarter. The Heat had been up by 18 earlier. If there is a go time for Jimmy Butler, if there's a moment of truth of who's the go guy, he would have taken over in that moment. But it never got closer to those 4 points. And then Tyler Hero hit a three and Myers Leonard hit two, and it was over. He didn't have to. There will be a moment, maybe against this better competition, against Houston or Denver or the Lakers, where Jimmy will be that guy. Until Jimmy decides to be the guy and takes a shot and fails, I don't think you have to worry about that. I think the greater concern is not Jimmy Butler not asserting himself in the scoring column. The greater concern would be this: Jimmy Butler trying to assert himself in the scoring column and being unable to do so, then you, me, and Hawk are going to be sitting here going, well, he's 30 years old and he played a ton of minutes under Tom Thibodeau, and maybe it's not there. We have to wait for that moment in time. Last night, hey, if other guys are scoring, and hey, if you leave the game with a win, it's all good for everyone. So we still have to see that one crunch time moment, which we really haven't had with Jimmy on the floor. He's only played two games. We have to see that, whether he can be that guy. We need a sample size there.
Ira Winderman, you could read his work in the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com, and that is your 15 minutes of Heat. Thank you for making time for us, Ira. We always enjoy it.
And I think with your earlier conversation, I think eventually Kendrick Nunn will be another Dolphin in the Hall of Fame. That's just the way he's trending right now. Thanks,
crazy,
guys.
Crazy that they consider. Isn't it crazy that Chris Carter and Thurman Thomas are considered Dolphins Hall of Famers?
You know what? Because every team gets to claim history, like Junior Seau, you said, and other stuff like that. It's sort of a great way to doing it, because you can have one person who makes three teams feel more proud about themselves. The worst thing is when you have a sport like baseball where you actually have to pick a cap that you go in with. Basketball doesn't have that. When people said, hey, when Shaq went in, did he go in with the Heat? Did he go with the Lakers? Did he go with Orlando? No, he just went in with one massive head. That's all you need in basketball. That's the difference.
Yeah, but I mean, the Dolphins are proud that Chris Carter is in the Hall of Fame because of what he did with the organization. All I remember is dropped passes.
If you can sell a Chris Carter Dolphins Hall of Fame jersey, don't you think they're going to go ahead and try to do it?
No doubt. Bobby Bethard, by the way, I was saying I remember him as I thought he was like San Diego's coach or something.
Yeah,
but
Chargers. Chargers in front office, and he did a bunch of front office work also. Yeah.
But a lot of people texted in that he did have a lot of front office impact with the Dolphins, Bobby Bethard. So I guess I didn't realize that. But I don't understand the Chris Carter and the Bill Parcells and the Junior Seau and Thurman Thomas as part of the Dolphins Hall of Fame bus tour.
Well, you can put them on any list. It makes all the franchises feel better about themselves, because some franchises, I'm sure, otherwise would have almost nobody.
All right. You're a Sun Sentinel Hall of Famer.
Hey, I take whatever I can, and now I can actually bonus bill you for an extra 5 minutes after 15 minutes of heat. So always
there you
fun.
Go. That's you're right. You gave us more than just 15 minutes of heat. Thank you, Ira.
Thanks.
Ira Winderman there from the Sun Sentinel.
How dare you disrespect Chris Carter's 8 catches.
Is that what his Dolphins career total is?
1 start, 8 catches. One touchdown.
How many targets? That's what I would really love to know.
17.
Yeah, I remember a bunch of drops.
Out of 1,515 targets.
Out of his career,
he got 17.
With the Dolphins.
130 touchdowns career, 1 with the Dolphins.
So someone at the Hall of Fame had to pack up Chris Carter's bust to come down to Hard Rock Stadium tomorrow for this event. It just seemed, I'm not diminishing the event. It actually sounds cool. And until I started reading that liner for it, I had no idea. Now I'm thinking I kind of want to go to it tomorrow with my kid. Like, that's a pretty cool centennial celebration. But the notion that someone had to pack Chris Carter's Hall of Fame bust to bring it down to Miami for his 17 targets.
Don't the people that work there know football? So Thomas is yelling at his superiors. I got JT. You say Chris Carter?
Who else do you want on this?
Is this a misprint?
I'm looking on the list for Miami. Thurman Thomas? Are you? No, Miami, not Buffalo.
Put it in the box, Tommy.
Sam!
Put it in the damn box.
But the thing also says Chris Carter. Are you sure that dude was on the Dolphins?
Well, let me check. Yeah, he had 9 catches. Of course he is. A Hall of Famer.
Man, Sam got a deep voice, don't he? Sam's a man.
I'm running out of bubble wrap. You want me to bring the Larry Zonka? Or which one should I leave behind? Zonka or Chris Carter?
I don't know. You got to bring them both. The Hall of Fame tour.
Sam don't know nothing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.